Lesson 25. Parable of the Ten Virgins. Purpose: to encourage each child to become spiritually prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, and Doctrine and Covenants section 45, verses 56 and 57. Also, section 63, verses 53 and 54. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Joseph Smith translation adds, "And then at that day, before the Son of Man comes, the kingdom of heaven." Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. The following word strips. 10 virgins equals church members. Oil equals spiritual preparation. Bridegroom equals Jesus Christ. Marriage equals second coming of Jesus. C. Picture 7-25, the second coming. Gospel Art Picture Kit 238, number 62562. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask the children to pretend that the class is going on a trip. What do we need to do to prepare for the trip? What should we take with us? Say, "We are going on a trip and we will take blank," naming one item. Have a child say the same sentence, including what you said, and add another item. Continue around the room, having each child name all the previous items and add one more. Give each child one or more turns, depending on the size of your class. Give help naming the items when necessary. Point out that preparation is an important part of many things in our lives. What are some things we might prepare for besides going on a trip? Discuss briefly the preparation we do for school, for a meal, for family home evening, and so on. Tell the children that in this lesson they are going to learn how they can prepare spiritually for a wonderful event that will happen in the future. Scripture account. Teach the children the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Tell the children that Jesus often taught with parables, using familiar objects and situations to teach a hidden spiritual truth. He used parables so that only those who were willing to study the parable would understand the truth. See Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Help the children understand that this parable likens the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is when the Savior will return to earth to rule during the millennium, to a wedding. Explain that the parable of the 10 virgins is based on ancient Jewish wedding customs. The bridegroom and his friends escorted the bride from her home to the home of the bridegroom. Along the way, friends of the bride waited to join them. When they arrived at the bridegroom's home, they all went inside for the wedding. These weddings usually took place in the evenings, so those waiting for the bride and bridegroom carried lamps. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Display the word strips and picture at appropriate times. Whom do the 10 virgins represent? Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Whom does the bridegroom represent? Jesus Christ. How do we know that all 10 virgins believed in Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 25, verses 6 and 7. They all went out to meet the bridegroom and waited for him. How can we show that we believe in Jesus? Why were 5 of the virgins referred to as foolish? Matthew chapter 25, verse 3. Why were 5 referred to as wise? Matthew chapter 25, verse 4. What happened when the bridegroom came? Matthew chapter 25, verse 8. Why do you think the 5 foolish virgins were so unprepared? How do you think we can be prepared when Jesus comes again? Why do you think the five wise virgins did not share their oil? Matthew chapter 25, verse 9. Why couldn't they have given some of their oil to the others? Explain that the shape of Jewish lamps, outside lips, rounded inward, made it almost impossible for someone to pour oil from one lamp to another. See the illustration at the end of the lesson. In the parable, the oil in the wise virgin's lamps represents their righteous living and obedience. We each fill our own lamp, which represents our own life, with our obedience and righteousness. Heavenly Father's blessings to us for our righteous actions cannot be given to the disobedient. What happened to the five who were not prepared? Matthew chapter 25, verses 10 through 12. What happened to the five who were prepared? Why is it important for us to prepare now for the second coming? How can we fill our lamps with oil? Read this quotation from Elder Bruce R. McConkie. As individuals, we prepare to meet our God by keeping His commandments and living His laws. The gospel, in its everlasting fullness, restored as it has been in these last days, is here to prepare a people for the second coming of the Son of Man, the Millennial Messiah, page 572. Have the children read the following. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Explain that just as the 10 virgins did not know the exact hour when the bridegroom would come, we do not know exactly when Jesus will come again. What will it be like when Jesus Christ returns? Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 56 and 57. Section 63, verses 53 and 54. What blessings are in store for those who are spiritually prepared? Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. You could use enrichment activity number 2 as a review and application of this lesson. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Discuss briefly the following information to familiarize the children with the second coming of Jesus Christ. When Jesus left his apostles in Jerusalem, angels told them he would come a second time. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Only Heavenly Father knows when the second coming will be. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Jesus will come in power and glory and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. We need to prepare ourselves for Christ's second coming. Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verses 17 and 18. The righteous who are ready for Jesus' second coming will be with Him on that great day and will dwell in the presence of Heavenly Father and Jesus forever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 62 and 63. 2. Give each child a copy of the lamp at the end of the lesson or draw a lamp on the chalkboard. Have the children write things on their lamps or name things that you can write on the chalkboard that will fill their spiritual lamps with oil. Some ideas could be bearing testimony, learning the gospel, serving others, paying tithing, living to be worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost, praying, fulfilling church callings, and so on. Help them realize that these are things they each have to get or do themselves in order to have oil in their lamps, as the five wise virgins did. Compare what the children wrote on their lamps with President Spencer W. Kimball's ideas. In our lives, the oil of preparedness is accumulated drop by drop in righteous living. Attendance at sacrament meeting adds oil to our lamps, drop by drop over the years. Fasting, family prayer, home teaching, control of bodily appetites, preaching the gospel, studying the scriptures. Each act of dedication and obedience is a drop added to our store. Deeds of kindness, payment of offerings and tithes, chaste thoughts and actions, marriage in the covenant for eternity. These, too, contribute importantly to the oil with which we can at midnight refuel our exhausted lamps. Faith Precedes the Miracle, page 256. Discuss ways to add oil to our lamps that the children have not already mentioned, and let the children add some to their lists if desired. Help them understand that these are things that cannot be put off until the Savior comes. Read the following quotation by President Spencer W. Kimball. The 10 virgins belonged to the kingdom and had every right to the blessings, except that five were not valiant and were not ready when the great day came. They were unprepared through not living all the commandments. They were bitterly disappointed at being shut out from the marriage, as likewise their modern counterparts, members today who were not prepared, will be. Miracle of Forgiveness, page 8. 4. Sing or read the words to When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. After singing the song, ask the children to imagine what it would be like to have Jesus say to them, "You've served me well. Come into my arms to stay." Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of the importance of preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ by living righteously. Share with the children how important it is to you to be worthy so you can participate in that great event. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 25, Parable of the 10 Virgins.